I didn't know what Carla and Dean were going to be singing this morning, but the scriptures that I had on my heart, kind of as an intro, so to speak, to our Brazil presentation was this, out of John chapter 12, verse 36, and also verse 44 through 46. And this is letters written in red by Jesus. He says, "While you have the light, believe in the light." It's a profound statement. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Then he says in verse 44, "Then Jesus cried out and said, He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me." Remember when Jesus said, "For if you've seen me, you've seen the Father." He says in verse 46, "I have come as a light into the world." Today, you and I are sitting in the presence of the light of Jesus Christ. And it's because of Jesus Christ that we're here today. And it's because of Jesus Christ that we just got through singing, that Dean and Carla blessed us with their specials. It's because of the light that we've believed in Jesus Christ, and to him be all the glory. And he says that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Wow. Powerful words that the Lord gives us. And that, it intros us into our Brazilian presentation. So I want to ask if you were on the trip, if you would just come up and sit in these chairs. And Winford, I think what I'll do is get two mics. Is there a particular color you want me to get? Okay, I like yellow. Amazon Outreach partners with Central Presbyterian Church in Manaus. Manaus is a pretty good-sized city in Brazil. And what they do is they have missionaries that are members of the church, as well as, I call them interpretators, but translators. And they have translators that love the Lord. They speak indigenous Portuguese, and so they're able to communicate and share the culture. This year, the villages we went to were more civilized than where we went last year. They were a lot bigger. In fact, we went to one that had over 3,000 people in it. So I think it was 27 Americans, right, that were on the boat. So you can imagine how overwhelmed we were in some of these villages with just 27 Americans plus our crew and translators to be able to pull this task off. And God blessed. You would be so proud of Mount Sylvan, Flint, and Rock Hill. Everybody worked together as one. I didn't personally hear a single complaint anywhere on the boat. And everybody was very flexible. We worked a lot of hours, and it was just a tremendous trip. So you'll hear some of the testimonies in a moment. But what we do is we go down the Amazon. We get on a boat. We got on the boat around, 2 o'clock in the morning? Around 2 in the morning. And then we began a 36-hour tour pretty much down the river. We got up early the next morning. We got just a couple, 2 or 3 hours of sleep. And we start packing all the stuff that you gave into bags, and then that goes to men's ministries, women's ministry. We begin to separate medical, dental, glasses, and all those different things that were in our luggage on the airplane. And so God blessed it. And I just want to say that the reason I said Mount Sylvan Baptist Church was on the boat is the Bible talks about sending. Jesus said in Matthew 9:37, he says, "Pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest," and the key word is send, "and y'all were the wheels and the foundation by which you sent us," like carrying the cross on a trailer, so to speak, "you sent us into the mission field." And so you were there. We could feel your prayers. Without the supplies, our ministry would have been very diminished, and God used everything. So we thank you for that. Does somebody want to share kind of their perspective, overall perspective of the trip? Robin probably does.
She always has something to say. So I just want to start too by saying thank you to everyone that supported us, and especially for everyone that prayed for us. And I just want to say thank you for the new family we have, because it was an awesome bond. We actually kind of forgot who belonged to what church. It wasn't about what church you're from. We all just worked as a team, and everybody went out, and it was awesome. So we have not only some new friends and family, but, you know, we've already got some new contacts. So one's going to come talk to our GAs and, you know, things like that. So that's pretty cool. But I know everybody here that knows me is going to want to know, did I like the food? And yes, I did. The food was the food was pretty good. Those ladies and the young man cooked three meals a day for us, and they were amazing. To say this was the hardest thing I've ever done would be an understatement. I was almost like Brother David saying, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I don't know if I can do the whole week, you know. But we got through it. And after about 2 days, you kind of acclimated a little bit, and it was not quite so bad. So I think for me, and I kept reading, I think it's John 15:16 that says that you did not choose him, but he chose you so that you may go forward and bear fruit. And that's what it was all about for me. This was my first mission trip, and I don't expect it to be my last. I don't know if it will be in the Amazon going forward, but it puts you out there that if you know Jesus, you're going to want to go out, and you're going to want to tell people, even if it's just somebody in your neighborhood. So, again, I just want to thank everybody, but this trip is, even though it's hard, it's very rewarding, even if you are just painting fingernails, which is mostly what I did. I did get to go out one day on the evangelism team with Brother Bruce, and that was amazing because these people live so simply. It's just amazing. And just to stop and pray for them is like all they need. That's all they want. They just want somebody, know somebody cares, know somebody's praying for them. So, again, I just want to say thank you, and thank you for the opportunity that I got to go.
I just want to say that it was a very humbling trip because we don't realize everything that we have when we're here. Rob and I were really, oh, there's our hammocks. Yeah. Yeah, we really had like this much room, but it was okay. They had just little cement houses, not much furniture in them, but yet they were the most happy people. They always had something, the kids, I worked mostly with the kids, I did a VBS. They always had something to play with. It wasn't a toy. It would have been just a ball, a lot of soccer balls they were kicking around, and they were very happy with that. Always smiling, always pleasant, always wanted to hug you. They're very touchy people, so we were touched quite a bit, which I'm okay with because I am all the time with little kids. But it wasn't just the kids; it was the adults and everybody. They really liked the Americanos, is what we were called, and so that was very different. That we were the outsiders instead of being, somebody that was bringing somebody in. For me, this trip was very. Is very uncomfortable, and not in a way that you would think. It wasn't too hot. It was hot, but every day we had like a little rainstorm that would cool it off. So I think it was actually hotter here while we were gone. But it was uncomfortable for me because I could not speak the language, and to me that was a huge barrier. Simply because, and our translators were great, but in VBS we talked to over 450 kids all week long. And so every group was at least 50, if not 100 kids. And they would run up to you and they would all ask you questions at the same time. And we had two translators for all of those kids. So the translators would be over here and they would be asking me something. I'm like, wait a minute. And I would go over and get the translator. And by the time I got back, they didn't care what my answer was anymore. You know, they were playing. So that was very hard for me. But it gave me a great perspective on it is not about me. It was about what God could do through me and not what I said or what I did. It's how I showed love and affection and could tell a story of salvation, which is what I did. And I'm going to tell you, I've taught for 21 years, and the first night I froze and I couldn't say a thing. I was like, like, hi, I had no clue. I had my little book in front of me, and I couldn't even hardly talk. And I had to go to God that night. I was like, tell me what I'm doing here. Tell me how to talk to these people and react and really be an influence on them as far as Christianity goes. And from then on, it was great. But like Robin, I don't know if I will go back to the Amazon. Although, when I got home, and about Wednesday, I text Robin, I said, hey, do you want to go back? And I was like, maybe I really did enjoy it. But I think I enjoyed the simplicity of the people. The week was all about God. It put me in a good place to start school because, you know, knowing that people on the other side of the world, or not the other side of the world, but below us have nothing. They don't have anything, and they're still very happy. It changes our perspective of, I should be happy too. I should be happy with what I have, very blessed with what God has given me, and try to put that blessing onto somebody else. So thank y'all for your support and your prayers. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah. Let me tell you, Jan had a lot of kids. I mean, they were everywhere, but they did really good. By the way, there was a lot of salvations on this trip. I mean, people were getting saved left and right. God really blessed it. The fields, when the Bible says fields are white for harvest, it's really true. The door is open in the Amazon right now. It's wide open. It's a safe trip. It's hot and you don't get to sleep much, and you're in hammocks, open air, but it's worth it because you're seeing people come to know the Lord. And what'll happen is God can use that after we're gone. So it was a good trip. Anybody else?
I don't know what to say except God is working in the Amazon. I have never seen God working really before. And certainly I've never seen people so caring and so loving and so desperate for God. The salvations were amazing. I worked in eyeglasses, and to see somebody be able to read down to the bottom when they finally got their glasses and be able to read their Bible. And if they didn't have a Bible, we gave them a Bible. They prayed. I was primarily with two, and they prayed for every person. They asked every person whether they had Jesus in their heart, and if they didn't, they were prayed for, and I saw salvations. I felt God moving like I never have ever before, and to be honest, the Holy Spirit talked to me in the Amazon. I prayed. Whenever they prayed, I tried to pray with them just to have a second person lifting them up. Lots of times God told me what to pray for. Somebody told me what to pray for. I certainly didn't know, but my heart knew, and I knew then that it was the Holy Spirit's first time ever in my life God spoke to me. The Amazon is beautiful. It's full of caring, loving people. They're fighting a battle there. They're fighting evil, and God is winning that battle. People are coming to salvation. We gave over 488 people glasses. There's 488 people now in the Amazon that can read their Bible. It was amazing. I am awestruck. I'm humbled. I am a changed woman. Thank you all for all you did. You sent us there. I was totally terrified. That's pretty much says it. And they all know this. But by the end of the trip, it just taken me a whole week to think about what went on and how it affected me and what was going on down there. And would I go back tomorrow in a heartbeat?
Well, I'm finally getting 8 hours sleep from midnight to 4 and from 12 to 4 p.m. These girls said it right. If you're kind of in a self-centered rut, a mission trip like this is going to get you out of it. You got to take a look at these hammocks. Oh, this is too much, because it took Bruce and I about 10 minutes to get in them, and between us was a 10-year-old that somehow could climb in there like a monkey and out of there. I figured out if I'd make that thing about 3 inches off the floor, I could roll out of it and fall out of it on about 3 inches in the morning. So, but the discomfort is overshadowed by what God's doing. What a blessing to be part of. One thing I learned is that when God passed out compassion our preacher got in line 10 times. Thank you, Bruce.
Lonnie did awesome, and Lonnie is multi-talented, and I wish you could have seen Lonnie on our evangelism team. He just witnessed and did such a good job. It was awesome to see, and we were going house to house, and you didn't have to worry. All you had to do is find the boat, and if you don't find the boat, you might miss the boat, but it was really easy to get back. It's easy to navigate those villages. They're laid out in grids, so it's not hard at all, and you just look for a landmark to find your way back to a church or wherever they've got stuff set up. What they define as church is so much different than what we define as church. It's just way different. There's no comparison. They believe in a lot of spirits, like the spirit god of the river, the spirit god of the trees, the spirit god of the animals. And when we go down there, and there's a hole in their heart because God has placed eternity in us that we might know him. And so what happens is when we begin to share about Jesus, the Holy Spirit just begins to open their eyes to understand it and to see it, and it begins to make sense to them. And so it was wonderful to see, but Lonnie did awesome.
I agree with everything that's been said so far here this morning, but I just wanted to share one thing that really amazed me. I was out on the evangelistic team. Maybe Pastor can help me with this if I can't get through this one. But we went to this one house, and there were two ladies on the porch. They invited us in. We sat at their table with them, and we prayed with them. We listened to the lady of the house. We listened to her story. And right away, she wanted to come out and witness to us, to her neighborhood. So, of course, we said yes, and she got ready, and we went out. It was raining hard. There were mud puddles, water everywhere. She put the umbrella over our heads, and we just stood back in the street, and she started going through her neighborhood and telling about Jesus. And everybody praying with all the houses all the way to the boat. And it was just amazing to us just to have her do this. And it just broke me down. Thank you.
Go ahead, Josh.
All right. So it was hot. It was humid, it was sticky, and I would go back tomorrow if I could. The climate, I felt, wasn't the most uncomfortable thing. That would be when Brother Bruce asked me to give the morning devotion. And it was awesome, it went well. I mean, I was so nervous, I didn't know what to do. We had, this was, I guess, a couple days after we had already been down there, so I worked in the medical portion, and, you know, after that first day, we get up there, and they have the medical team come up, and we stand, and they applaud us, and it got me thinking, you know what, I mean, this is, it was a moment of pride, and I started thinking, you know what, that's not why we're here. It's not for me to stand up here and say, oh my gosh, look at me, how awesome I did. It's for me to get out here to these people and show them the love of Jesus and what he's done for us and what what he's done for them. So Brother Bruce got me out of my shell. I did the devotion, and that was pretty great. We did medical at five different villages. Saw many people, and we prayed for the people as we gave out these medications. One of the things I noticed was the villages that did not have the freshwater wells, you saw more parasites in the people. And I can give you instructions on how to take parasite medication. I can give you that in Portuguese now. That was another part of it, was that we had, we're doing the medical, and then we have another team that goes out, and they drill this freshwater well, which actually we found out yesterday or day before yesterday that it did take. So that's awesome. You know, these people in this village finally have fresh water, and we had people coming from other villages making up new illnesses so that they could be treated and take home a prescription for the parasite medication, because they just knew the regularity of getting those things. So it's a big problem. And so this freshwater well took, and that was cool. For me, I think we had interpreters, and they were fantastic. They had the love of God in them, and they loved sharing that with the people. One of the highlights, though, was when in one of the villages they gave a performance, and they're our translators, so this whole thing's in Portuguese. We have no idea what they're saying, except God doesn't need a translator. Every one of us, it didn't matter. I mean, there were tears. You didn't have to speak Portuguese. You knew what was going on. It was a powerful moment and amazing trip. I'd go back tomorrow if I could. Thank you for supporting me.
I think we're just kind of going down the line, what it looks like. I tell you, to start out with, I went in thinking that I was going in as a nurse, because that's what I do. That's my life. That's what I live. That's what I breathe. That's what keeps me away from church most every Sunday. I take a lot of pride in that. But when I went in not knowing what I could do, being my first mission trip, I didn't know how the Lord was going to use me, but my focus was being a nurse. I learned real quick I was not a nurse in the Amazon. I was actually taken out of the nursing role and was in the pharmacy with Josh. And the first day we're setting the pharmacy up in our way so we could halfway read what these drugs are and know that we're giving the right thing. We're double checking each other. We're laughing, we're carrying on, and then we kind of look at each other like, okay, surely this is not all we're going to do. We've got to share the word somehow. And we had Gabriel. He was our interpreter. And I'm sorry, you will never live that down. I've even erred and said that, telling stories to family. But he came in as our translator that day. And he finally took me out of my shell, because he said, do you want to tell him why you're here? And what he would do is Josh and I would give the medicines. Gabriel would say, do you know why the Americans are here? And some of them would shrug their shoulders and don't know. Some of them would say that Jesus sent them. Some of them said we were rich and we needed a way to spend our money. I'm not rich. I have to say, before I forget, it was wonderful having my husband there. It taught me so much more about life and marriage also. But back to that, he would tell us, tell him why you're here. I'd just look at Josh like, well, we are here because Jesus sent us. And then the more you say it and the more we would pray, we got out of our comfort zone, and it becomes so comfortable to pray with others and to share. And Lord knows I would not be standing here looking at people today if I didn't get out of my shell there. So I went in as a nurse thinking I was going to help others, and I think I got all the healing and help out of the trip more than I could have ever given others. Had an awesome medical team, Melissa with us also. But like I said, it was great being with our pastor. Got to learn
our church family more. I don't get to do that very often, and they already warned me that I have to stay out of my shell now. So, but going with my husband was amazing, and now he gets to talk.
Okay, I'm not used to talking in front of folks either. But first, I'd like to just say thank you to the church, like Brother Bruce said, for sponsoring, for all your help and support. Also want to say thank you to the RAs and the GAs for your going away gift as we got on the bus that Friday morning, the envelopes and the little notes. So thank you for that. If I could just say two words, it would be overwhelming and amazing. The Amazon was just overwhelming in its vastness, and we were only on such a small part of it, but it was amazing at the same time. When we visited the people, it was overwhelming to see their needs, but it was also amazing just to see how grateful they were to see that we were there just to minister to them. When we got to meet the local pastors, it was overwhelming just how little resources they had, but it was amazing how much they loved the people, how much they were giving their lives to serve the people of the Amazon. So it was a great trip. Like everybody said, it was different, but it was just amazing for us to be a part of what God is doing. It wasn't about us, it's about what God is doing. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity to go on this trip.
Allison, and I'm part of Flint Baptist Church. And I work at Mercy Ships just up the road, so I drive by this church every day, and I'm excited to finally come inside it and see all of you. And I was so blessed by the members of your church that went on the trip with us. I did not expect to be up here speaking this morning, but if I would have remembered the trip, I should have known that, because I was officially the historian for the trip, and I was supposed to be the photographer and sit back and record what other people were doing and support them and fill in where needed. And I was excited about that, just to get to support others. But the first village we went to on the first morning, Brother Bruce asked me to share my testimony in front of the whole church. And I just jumped right in there, and we did it. And the next two mornings, I went out on evangelism teams with Brother Bruce, and that was such a blessing to get to be a part of and to see him and Robin and Marcia love on others. And just the whole trip, I've been on several trips before, and this team of people was incredible to get to be a part of, and the way they worked over and with each other. And we saw people that went on their first flights and their first time out of the country and their first mission trip, and they just overcame all of that and worked together so beautifully and shared the love of God so effectively. And we got to see those people step from the darkness into the light and to come alive and to understand and realize, and that was such an incredible blessing to be a part of.
I'm Melissa, I'm from Rock Hill Baptist Church, and I want to say you have amazing people that went on this trip with us. We went as three separate churches, and we came home as children of God. We just bonded, and it was awesome. I was a part of the medical mission trip, but I was also got to be involved in the bucket ministry, and I think you are going to be learning more about that, I think I saw. And that was so overwhelming. To have one villager come to you and say, "We're the forgotten people, but you didn't forget us." And at our church, we have a saying that says, "Go be do." It's kind of funny, but it kind of makes sense. You go, you be what God calls you to do. So go be do. But anyway, that was the bucket ministry was awesome, because along the riverbed, you have houses on stilts, and there's no way to provide clean drinking water because there's no way to dig the wells. And we partnered with their local health department there, and she got so many families along the riverbed to come and represent each family and be provided this bucket with a filter that would allow their whole family to have clean drinking water within the family. And along with that, we give the deworming, deparasiting medicine so they can have the fresh water. And if they take care of the filter and the bucket, it would last over 20 years. But the most amazing part was the fact that they were not just given clean drinking water, but Brother Bruce presented the living water. And having that presented in that context, I was in tears. It was awesome to witness that and be a part of that. And it was just amazing to see. But it was just, I just want you to say you have great people, they worked hard, and I have a new family. So thank you. Yes.
We're going to have an invitation time, and thank y'all so much, and Melissa and Allison, for coming to be with us today. If anybody wants to go next year, there'll be a limited amount of slots for a trip next year. I want to tell you how much good it does for you. It's not just the good that it does as you go to the Amazon and minister to people down there. It's what it does to your heart when you come back. I'm wanting to witness to everybody I see right now. It's just it just helps to stir up the gift that is within you. A lot of times we say, why do you go overseas when there's people right here that needs to be reached? But ask yourself a personal question. How many of those have you reached? How many are you going out and personally sharing Christ with them? What the trip does is it ignites the fire that's in your heart. We need that. And when you come back, you just appreciate what you have, and you also appreciate what you're able to give when you're there. Doors are open everywhere, but we have to be willing to go through those doors to help others, and we're going to be blessed for it, not only as a church, but also in heaven. Thank y'all so much, and let's go to the Lord in prayer.